So in the United States and England, there began a great debate over whether we were right in blaming the Germans for the beginning of the First World War. And we had several historians, Harry Elmer Barnes was one of the most famous in the United States, who devoted their entire career to trying to disprove the War Guilt Clause. These historians argued that the problem with the Allied indictment of Germany was that it wasn't objective. It was based upon the vengeance of the victors and on people who didn't like Germans. They therefore were giving the Germans a blank slate to begin again in the 1920s and the 1930s. Now, the revisionists, like Harry Elmer Barnes, argued that this was a national character explanation, which had no basis in fact, that the war had broken out as a result of a very intricate chain of events in Europe, and that it was totally impossible by any objective analysis to point to the Germans as being exclusively responsible. Well, these historians were welcomed with open arms by the Germans, who said, you see, we told you it wasn't our exclusive fault. Here's this American historian, who's very eminent, who's even agreeing with this. All of this controversy, of course, was closely linked to the rise of Nazism, because the claim of Germany's sole guilt in starting the First World War was one of the main charges that the Nazis wanted to refute. And so Hitler's nationalist appeal had in it a large element of the desire to refute the thesis of German war guilt. And of course, he had a very receptive public in Germany.